My understanding is the Pittsburgh Steelers have had discussions with the 49ers about potentially trading Brandon Ayuk. They are for sure in it right now. They are one of several teams that the 49ers are speaking with. The Cleveland Browns are one of those teams. The New England Patriots are one of those teams. And there are a couple different parts to this trade. There is, can the 49ers agree to terms on a deal with either of these teams? I would say they're certainly further along with the Browns and Patriots than they are the Steelers. But that is another one that at some point, those two sides could come together and get a deal in place.
Ian Rappaport from NFL Network talking about it seems pretty aggressively, constantly evolving situation involving receiver Brandon Ayuk of the San Francisco 49ers, who has been looking for a trade to a team that will give him a $28 to $30 million a year contract for the next 4 years, something it seems the San Francisco 49ers are not in a position to do. And it's been dragging and dragging and dragging and dragging, and it seems like it's coming to a head. Credit to the player for staying dug in. You know, guys sometimes just sort of give in, like, I'll just start, you know, whatever. I got a house here. It's fine. I can get my money next year. And Ayuk's just going, nope.
Not happening.
Everybody's getting paid. I want it. Where's mine? And let's go. So, what do we know? You said it earlier, Nate, during the first segment. I think that's right. I think the player really wants to go to Pittsburgh. I'm not sure why, if he has a crush on Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or it's Mike Tomlin or regional. I don't know what the attraction is, but that seems right to me. And so they're willing to pay him. He wants to go there, but they are balking at the asking price from the 49ers. It seems like maybe Cleveland and the Patriots, some of what I've read this morning and this afternoon, indicate that those two teams, New England and Cleveland, are close to, if not at the point of satisfying San Francisco's ask in a return on the trade, but Ayuk doesn't want to sign a contract extension to go play with New England or Cleveland right now, so they can't get on the same page there. What I'm wondering is, like, with the longer this goes on,
where does the leverage go?
I
don't know.
And how many more teams do more teams get, like, hey, they can't get it across the finish line, you know, maybe we should call, or maybe everyone has already exhausted it because they don't want to pay the price.
And let me walk through this really quick for you. Kyle Shanahan says Christian McCaffrey is dealing with a calf strain. He's not likely to play at all in the preseason. Elijah Mitchell, their backup running back, is dealing with a hamstring injury, not likely to play in the preseason. Ricky Pearsall re-aggravated a shoulder injury sustained earlier, was pulled halfway through the practice. So at what point do the 49ers, like, he'll play for the Niners if he doesn't get traded. I mean, he has to. There's not really a world where guys can hold out anymore. And is he like on a soft, is he a hold in right now?
Yeah, he's there and he's just not practicing. He's just not working.
So, I wish that was something we could do. just in life. Like, you know what? Until you pay me $10 more an hour, I'm just going to sit here at my desk. And
so, what you mentioned during the break, something I haven't seen it. Some idea of what the 49ers may be looking for from Pittsburgh, which seemed insane to me, but I don't know how to parse it. Like, you said something about a number one, Pickens and Freiermuth mentioned.
Like a mixture of, like, maybe two of those things, which is just absurd.
Like, a real, real lot.
Like, you get a first-round pick for him, I think you did really well.
Yeah.
You're asking for a first and a number one receiver for a guy that you now have to, you've earned the right now to pay $30 plus million to. And if you're the Steelers, if you're Cleveland, the only team this makes sense for is New England, but they're probably going to have a top three, top four pick. Why would they move that? And also
Kendrick Bourne.
Sure.
It seems like San Francisco wants a receiver in place. Like, that's,
I don't know how they
everywhere.
Can get that. Right. I don't know how they can expect to get both and also have, because here's the thing. If they don't move him now, they're going to be in a position next year with Brock Purdy's extension on right there. Mm-hmm. Another year of Christian McCaffrey, who's going to be 30. Deebo Samuel, who's in his 30s. George Kittle, who's in his 30s. You're paying Nick Bosa the most a defender's ever been paid. It lasted like 5 minutes. But I guess where I'm going with this is you got to –
they're pretty top heavy.
You got to do something, and I don't think that they're going to be in a position where they can tag him next year.
Well, that's why I've thought for all the tough talk from San Francisco about we don't want to do this, we're in a Super Bowl window.
All right.
It's like, okay, but he's going to leave for nothing next year.
If he's on a tag,
is that what you want?
You are not going to get what you could get for him right now.
I don't even think that they will have the financial flexibility to tag him.
I don't know that they will either.
So that it's been a part of the issue though the entire time. Boy, the talk of them wanting a number one receiver.
Oh, by the way, Trent Williams, their 36-year-old tackle, is also holding in
right. And
wants to be paid more too.
I shouldn't say they want a number one receiver in place. They want a receiver. Bourne is not a number one receiver. Pickens is. That just seems nuts to me. Like, why, if you're Pittsburgh, other than the fact that the guy wants to play for you, why would you trade either of those players that are pass catchers to add a pass catcher? Isn't the idea to add a pass catcher and not subtract one of your better pass? Like, you're trying to make your team better, I think, at this time. I was thinking about this from a Bills perspective this morning when I saw, you know, I think it was Sneaky Joe commented to our buddy Andrew Filippone from Pittsburgh, you know, about how Cleveland's got Bourne. There's been talk about Amari Cooper from Cleveland. Did I say Cleveland twice? New England's got Bourne. Cleveland's got Cooper. Like, they can include them in the trade to satisfy that part of the demand. It's probably not smart for Cleveland. They just converted a bunch of salary into bonus and already paid it, and then divesting themselves of Cooper right now.
And then immediately extended Jerry Jeudy without him playing it down for them.
So, but they have a guy that they can send that makes sense. Unless Pittsburgh is already tired of, do you remember the conversation we had yesterday about this that was brief when I talked to Will Graves a few weeks ago and asked him about Ayuk, and he said Pickens will be a problem. Like, he covers the Steelers. Like, Pickens will be a problem. Maybe the Steelers are just like, I don't need this headache. We're not going to want to pay you the top rate in another year from now, so we would simply trade Pickens for Ayuk, and maybe you see that as a win if you're the Steelers. I don't know. But from a Bills perspective, like, do you have a receiver that you can include in the trade that makes sense? I mean, you really don't. Unless you think Khalil Shakir has enough value to make that work for San Francisco, and I'm not sure that he does. And these two thoughts, the second thought I'm about to share, sort of are smashing into each other in my brain, and I need to alleviate the tension because I'm not sure it makes sense that Shakir probably isn't enough, but I'd be reluctant to trade him because he's going into his third year on a fifth-round rookie contract, and I think I need that. I need that value for this year and next year more than I need a new $30 million wide receiver. So I think if the Bills had been out of this because of that, I totally understand. Like, I don't think I would want to part with that player on that contract right now, because not that I think he's going to be as good or better than Brandon Ayuk is right now, but I've got 2 years of a player making $1 million that I think has a look at being, you know, a 70 or 80 catch guy for this team. And I don't think I'd want to dump that right now.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of just kind of goes against exactly what we've been talking about too. You know, like, it just kind of goes against this divest and reinvest smarter. It's kind of like, hey, we've been investing in this stock for a really long time, and it just took a giant dump, and now we have to re-diversify our money. Are you going to go right back into going into that stock that dumped for you? No, I don't think you are. I think you're going to try to find new ways to reinvest the money, and I think that's what the Bills are going to do with their cap space next year. And, like, in the same conversation, like I was talking about yesterday about the Dolphins, how they have, like, 9 guys making double-digit $1 million. The Niners have Debo making 24, Tre'Varius Ward making 12, Nick Bosa making 20, Fred Warner making 29 at linebacker, George Kittle at 22, Trent Williams at 34, Javon Hargrave at 28.
These are cap numbers?
Cap hits.
Yeah.
They're screwed. Oh, and they got to pay their quarterback probably $60 million.
Next year.
Wait, what did Tua just get? 62?
No, he didn't get 62. 52. Yeah. We're not to 60 yet.
We're not
even to 55 yet. So, you know,
okay,
but we'll get there.
Well, you know me, I like to throw great
next off season.
I like to be talked down from numbers, not right, you know. I don't like to go below. Right.
So, all right. So, all the big guys are in on the Aiyuk stuff after a very quiet day yesterday. Big guys, I mean the reporters, and we'll see what ends up, you know, transpiring here during the day today. Whether this player ends up being moved to where he wants to go, or where the team would rather he go, or whatever. But as I said at the outset, it's starting to wear me out. As someone who is in the content creation business here, I don't know how much more Brandon Aiyuk I have left in me, which is tough because it might be the biggest day of the whole time here, the many months that have been sucked up talking about whether this guy is a good idea to trade for. I still think he is, but I'm not sure the Bills are in a position to satisfy it, and you've not heard anything about them being involved. So I'm not here to like bang the drum. They should get in on it. They got to get their miss. You know, it's not happening. I don't think they have the assets to make it happen. So, you know, full speed ahead with your name here at receiver for the Bills, and we'll see what ends up happening with Aiyuk here. I mean, I don't know. Do you have a preference? Pittsburgh, New England, Cleveland? I'm not really worried about any of those three teams right now.
No. I think the North is not as – I mean, I'm not – I know everyone's – the quarterbacks in the AFC are great. But a lot of them are good and are being paid as great, and – the two that are great are not being paid that much.
Right.
So, like,
right,
the pendulum is going to swing. The Dolphins are going to find it. They're talking about, you know, oh, well, they'll just restructure Tua next year. They're going to restructure him on the first year his extension hits?
It's been done.
It has been. But okay.
It's been done. 803-0550.
I didn't even get to talk trash about the Dolphins yesterday.
We are. Well, stay tuned, everyone.
I'm on retainer
okay.
to do that. So.
No, let's get into the AFC East right after this. We'll talk about the Dolphins and the Jets and the division. Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 coming your way at 4 o'clock here. Nate is in for Mike along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog. Thanks for listening to WGR.